Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. France must be careful with its budget, says Bruno Le Maire, after the Council of Ministers this afternoon as he presented the draft budget for 2023, a roadmap marked by galloping inflation, households that need to be protected, and uncertainty concerning the war in Ukraine. And the government puts education among its priorities. Bruno Le Maire also recalled his desire to return to a deficit of 3% by 2027. The Minister of Economy also assured that the purchasing power of the French would continue to increase in 2023 by fighting inflation. Another bill presented to the Council of Ministers was that on the financing of Social Security. The increase in the price of tobacco in proportion to inflation is worth noting, along with a better detection of fraud. The European Union says it hopes for a constructive cooperation with Italy, despite the Eurosceptic positions of Giorgia Meloni following the victory of the far-right coalition. Elisabeth Borne warns that France will be attentive to respect human rights and the right of women to have abortions. As for Emmanuel Macron, he says he respects a democratic choice and calls on Rome to continue to work together. And then rugby tonight. The event organized at the Olympia by the National League rewards the best clubs and players of the past season. In the top 14 best player category are the Toulousain Antoine Dupont and the Rochelais Grégory Aldrit. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.